Absolutely. I think it's a huge issue that has not been addressed heretofore. And the population now of Donegal stands at over 160,000, as opposed to, you know, we hear of, you know, even Roscommon, we hear of Sligo, we hear of Leitrim. I think there's nowhere else in the country that has the same geographical spread as we have in Donegal. And I think we have been uniquely served in the past by some of our community hospitals that have carried out great work and has taken the pressure off Letterkenny Hospital, and indeed has provided a lot of respite for many families.
But what we're seeing, though, is these community hospitals being downgraded or losing beds. That's putting extra pressure on Letterkenny General Hospital, which, it's been said, and you said it yourself, is becoming a victim of its own success, but being asked to curtail the amount of work it's doing. It seems an amazing contradiction.
Absolutely, but I think maybe the Minister mightn't be aware of the geographical spread of Donegal and some of the concerns. I mean, some of the government party members even said themselves that it was a mistake maybe to abolish the old Northwestern Health Board. Then so be it, I have no problem with that, but we need to meet the Minister head on and put these points to him. He needs to understand how far it is from places like Malinhead to Letterkenny or Lincolumcull or Gidore, the population base that we serve now. But I mean, to hear the Chief Executive of the HSE saying last week that the hospital in Letterkenny was too busy. Letterkenny Hospital, the hospitals were rewarded for the huge additional service that we've provided, Letterkenny Hospital would be streets ahead of anywhere else in the country. And indeed, under the green stats, we have been recognised as the second best hospital in the country. So on one arm, you're being told how well you're doing, you're the second best, you're compliant with all the green stats. And on the other hand, the Chief Executive is saying, because of budgetary restraints, that we're too busy and we should pull back. I mean, that's ridiculous, when people sitting in pain waiting to get hip operation done and things. So I think the whole issue has to be addressed, and our unique position in Donegal needs to be put to the Minister by the members.
And finally, the Health Minister may say to you on Thursday, look, I've already committed to perhaps upgrading Letterkenny General to regional status, which could increase its revenue streams through the private sector. Would that be enough if he just reiterated that to you?
Absolutely not. Letterkenny needs to be upgraded to a regional status. That's something that, in my opinion, should have been done long ago. Again, because of our geographical spread, everyone knows that Letterkenny is a regional hospital. It's providing the service, but the additional service that we're providing for radium and for cancer services, cardiology and the renal and everything over the last number of years, where a lot of people heretofore had to travel to Galway and Dublin and Sligo, hasn't to travel now because these services are being provided. But we get no additional funding for the additional services. I think it's unfair on the management for the Chief Executive to say that we're too busy. I think, you know, the comments that he made were ridiculous.